So yeah, some cool ambient picking music. Dawn in the Adan was a song by the album. The album Windswept Adan, Ichiko Ayoba. Let's keep these guys going in the background. Satoki Fujii, Tokyo Trio. And we're gonna continue with some more jazzy hip hop. Band called Nautilus, three piece, keys, drums and bass, and. Oh, I should also mention, part of my interest here in Tokyo, specifically now, is that that I'm going there. I'll be there in, like, late February. So I wanted to kind of check out the scene and see where some good shows might be happening and bands worth checking out. And so I found this band, Nautilus, who I actually knew previously. They'll be playing when I'm there. So I'm going to catch Nautilus at the Sometime Jazz Bar in Kichijoji, which apparently is an interesting spot because the tables are all like at various heights and the band plays in the middle of the room, so everybody's looking towards the center and things are just kind of a very unusual setup of a jazz club. So anyway, in the neighborhood of Kichijoji. So here's Nautilus. By the way, the show is on Tuesday, February 21st. If you happen to be in Tokyo, come join me. So here we're going to hear Nautilus from a new kind of compilation, vinyl release of theirs. They do a lot of cover songs, like new kind of cool jazzy interpretations of classics. And this one is by William Devon. This is Be Thankful for What You Got by Nautilus on Wandering Rhythms in Tokyo.
物語はこれでおしまい。もう大丈夫ですよ、安寧の人。
Wandering Rhythms in Tokyo, currently enjoying the wide futuristic sounds of that enormous city. And we just heard from Susumu Hirasawa, and the song was Beacon of Memory from his newest record, 2021's Beacon. And I'm just reading about this guy. He's got a huge following. He is as you heard, electronic musician, and also plays the guitar. And it's like a really interesting Wikipedia page, which he must have written himself, which includes information such as he lives at home with his calico cat in a neighborhood in Tokyo. and he's a vegetarian, or vegan actually. He finds meat gross. He started smoking in 1979 and quit in 2001. He has since become an avid vapor. He's also a teetotaler, abstinence from psychoactive drug alcohol. Okay, anyways, this gets into a lot of information, but he's also spoken out in favor of the big pharma conspiracy theory. Okay, we don't need to know everything about this guy. We heard his music. It's cool. It's futuristic. And he favors Japanese-made guitars. Not knockoff American guitars, but unique Japanese guitars. And this goes on. I would suggest it's a good read. Susumu Hirasawa. And it's born in 1954. It's been going since then. And yeah, he's born in Adachi, Tokyo, Japan. And before Susumu Hirasawa, I could talk about him for an hour, but I probably won't because there's more music to play. Before that, we heard from Kikagaku Moyo. This is a band that's put out 5 records over the last decade. And they all have the same length of beautiful long black hair. They're all male, as far as I can tell by looking at them. And yeah, they just love the psych rock a lot. So that's from their last album called Kumoyo Island, called Cardboard Pile. And they're like a very strict 70s psych band. They got the sitar in there, and yeah, it's very cool. But they also played in Vancouver a bunch. I miss them. Miss them every time. I didn't realize they were so so good. I thought they were just kind of noise band, but I think they've gone a bit more pop, like a bit more structured in their songs over the years. This one has reasonably short songs, like we heard, Cardboard Pile, and it's their last album. They actually came and played the Rickshaw back in September. It was a sold out show here in Vancouver, and they said it was their last tour, and they accomplished everything they planned to as a band in a decade, so they quit. Not because they hate each other, just because they did it already, and they want to just move on to, I don't know, horticulture or something, perhaps. So yeah, Kikagaku Moyu. And if they ever come back, who knows? Maybe we'll go see them. They seem to have played the Rickshaw every time. So yes, there you go. We also have, by the way, a very cool Japanese Tokyo band series that was coming to Vancouver. It was a labor of love from a Japanese Canadian who's living here in Vancouver who invited a lot of young indie bands from Tokyo specifically. It's called like Next Music from Tokyo to come and do a Canadian tour. So that was a cool thing that happened. I think it was also at the Rickshaw a lot. So yeah, that's the venue of choice for young Tokyo bands, it seems. Before Kikagaku Moyu, we heard Nautilus, yes, a jazz trio, and the song was Be Thankful for What You Got. And that was, I didn't realize, but I want to listen to it again. It's that din 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 on the scene with the gasoline. Yeah, is that really quite cheesy, this song, cover of this song. Gangsta-lean. TV antennas in the back. Not gasoline, Gangsta-lean, of course. Yeah, 1973 song. That's what they covered. So that's what we heard, and man, we're running out of time here. I gotta play something. There's a lot of stuff I wanted to play, but just didn't have time. Minyo Crusaders, check them out. I won't play them, but I've played them a bunch on the show. Yeah, mix of cumbia and Minyo folk music from Japan. And then you also got Boris, amazing band's been going like 20 years, that has a new drone album. Bam, I should have been playing that in the background. And lots more. So I'm gonna though end. I suppose this is the end. Is it the end already? This band that we had an intern here at the station. I don't know if she's still around, and I cannot remember her name. Apologize for that. But she's from Tokyo, and this is. I asked her what's some cool new bands in Tokyo, and she specifically said this band. So this is a band not just chosen by myself, who's never been there yet. This is something that somebody from Tokyo enjoys. So it's an indie rock band, PK Shampoo, and the title is written in Japanese. So if you just take a second to paste it into a translation machine, then it says Municipal Funeral. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, this is Wandering Rhythm signing off on the Japanese special. Hope you've enjoyed some of these tunes. Please visit wanderingrhythms.com, where you got access to past episodes and playlists and such. And yes, I have been Nick Legacy. Thank you for joining. Much love to all the people out there, especially those I'm thinking of now in the giant city that somehow, miraculously, more or less, seem to get along peacefully. In such tight quarters. So they're amazing people, Japanese, and thank you to them for their lovely musical inventivity. Wandering Rhythms signing off. PK Shampoo coming up here with a song about municipal funerals. Okay, enjoy.
Yeah. is Bird Note. Birders in cities sometimes joke that they mostly see pigeons. But if you're waiting for a train in San Francisco, you might also see something unusual. A big bird with a serious job. His name? Pac-Man.
I got Pac-Man about 7 years ago. He's a captive-bred Harris hawk.
Vahe Alaverdian of Falcon Force, along with Pac-Man, have partnered with San Francisco area transit authorities to deter pigeons from El Cerrito del Norte station, where the situation had gotten dire.
When we first started, they were sitting on the signs, they're sitting on the concrete ledges, and their droppings are all dripping down, and it's a huge health hazard inhaling pigeon droppings.
This form of pest management involves having a trained bird of prey fly around the area to frighten, not trap or kill. Pigeons have a homing sense and might not wise up to trapping, while poison can have ripple effects on everything from local pets to plants and wildlife.
There's no euthanization in this process. We're completely a sustainable pest management. It's a predator-prey relationship, and the prey species have no choice but to take off and find refuge somewhere else.
Hawks like Pac-Man have to be captive-bred, and they start training at 16 to 20 weeks old. They spend 2 weeks training, then keep practicing throughout their lives. Pac-Man has a close companionship with his trainers.
It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship that we have going with these raptors. The positive impact of it speaks for itself, and it's a beautiful thing. What can I say?
For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.